all. My name is Peter.
And my name is Carl.
And you're listening to Do You Even Lift, Bro? Men Exercising Social Justice. And today is a cheat day. This isn't the interrupting episode. And today is a cheat day where we take a break from the heavy lifting and snack on some ranting.
What's on the plate for the day, Peter?
It is washing our hands in the bathroom.
I cannot believe almost every day.
Oh, yeah.
That I go to the bathroom. A public bathroom, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
There are men who just walk right past the sink and leave after doing one or two.
Yeah.
Every other time I'm there.
Yeah. I've definitely experienced that, too. I've definitely experienced, like, if there's another person in the bathroom, which is interesting because I could kind of understand, like, not washing your hands if you're alone, you know? Like, I know it's gross.
Okay, so I will admit, when I'm playing video games and we're in the loading screen before I jump in, I may run to take a piss and then run out.
Yeah.
That's not good either.
It's not good, but at least it's not like a public place.
Yes.
And at least you're spreading your gross germs around your gross house. Yeah.
Yeah. But, like, the primary message here is don't shake our hands. Like, there are too many men who walk right out of the bathroom without washing their hands after doing one. I'm telling you, or two.
Yeah.
And I don't get it. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah. It's like, just wash your hands. Like, I don't know if what public school you went to, but there were three things that I learned in public school. In Native Americans don't exist. Wash okay. your hands and don't smoke cigarettes. And that's it. Okay. And like, washing your hands was pretty hammered into us as kids from like day one. So it's not an act of resistance to not wash your hands. It is absolutely just spreading gross, literal gross on your hands.
Have you seen the Mythbusters where like Adam has like a thing of like he has like a leaky nose basically, and so like he kind of wipes his nose but he doesn't do anything to keep the spread from happening?
Yeah.
And then they put him under a blue light and it's literally everywhere.
Yeah.
Right? So this, I mean, God, the running theme this season is this again attaches this notion of men just not giving a crap about the communities in which they inhabit, because like the amount of like, I guess it's selfishness that you have to not wash your hands is so deep. Like, it pisses me off so much.
And it's so lazy.
Yeah.
It like just seeing the happy birthday twice in your head while you're washing your hands, and you're going to feel better. And it's like, it's not even just them not giving a shit about the community around them. It's not caring about themselves, because yeah. washing your hands is just general hygiene.
Yes. Yeah, you might get sick less, you know? When we were talking about doing this particular cheat day, we did some field study, right? We actually went out and we're like, hey.
Yeah.
Person, it was like basically ask a woman, which is not the best way to go about things. But like,
you were on the episode of ask a woman.
But we were like, hey, how often do you see women leave the bathroom without washing their hands? And they go, I mean, I occasionally see it. And I was like, can you put a number on it? Like, yeah, maybe once every 20 or 30 times that I go to the public restroom. Like,
that's insane. Then,
yeah. I mean, it sucks. I think that there's a chance that everyone doesn't wash their hands. And then when I ask people that I perceive to be men the same questions, they're like, oh yeah, at least every other time I go, there's men that don't wash their hands. I'm just like, holy, that's the same as me. Like,
yeah.
This is a thing. That is also gendered, I think, from our very random, small, tiny sample. Like, ugh.
What do we do?
I don't know. I don't know how to shame someone that quickly, right? Because I'm like at the urinal and I notice them like closing a door closing, or like they finish before I do, and then they just walk past, right?
Yeah.
The best thing that I can think of that I haven't even done and employed yet is like to yell like, wash your hand.
Yeah. I think that would be kind of funny if you're at the urinal and they leave. It was like, hey, get back here. And they're like, what?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what the solution is. Like, I can't. It's one of those things. I don't know. I wish there was a solution.
Yeah.
Okay. This hygiene thing goes a little deeper too, right? So when I dug a little bit more into it, there is some narrative out there for men, like they won't touch their own ass because they think it's gay, right? So the only time that they're like,
what?
Yeah, right? What? Who doesn't wipe? There is a segment of men out there who don't wipe after they take a like, and it is deeply connected to like homophobia, deeply connected to like, I don't know, maybe laziness, but like a sense of isolation, loneliness, and selfishness that is like super scary, and I'm pretty sure is isolated to cis men.
Yeah. I think, what the f-? That's so gross.
Yeah,
what? That's just,
it's insane. Okay, so the reason why these cheat days are important, the reason why we focus on some of the things that seem like why the hell are you so passionate about this, is that there is a deeper connection to a level of like masculinity that is incredibly dangerous in a lot of ways. And so like, I think it does clue us into a general attitude amongst some men that contributes to rape culture in a way that victims continue to be produced, mass produced.
And I think men just... We've said this before, but men just don't give a shit about themselves.
Yeah.
They don't care about their bodies at all.
Yeah. It's a deeper.
Like, wiping is like, that's day one. Like, you learn that like day one. And like, not wiping just because it's your own body. How much like internalized just insecurity do you have with your own body to not even wipe after you? Like, I'm still processing that and still just like, what the?
It is insane. Like, wipe your butt, you know? Like,
yeah.
What the hell?
But men just like don't give a shit about themselves. I know a lot of like people who just like don't shower for days, or they don't use face care products. I know a lot of men who just don't give a shit about their skin.
Yeah.
And there's like a lot of things like there's a lot of, you know, lotions out there like exfoliating lotion, like conditioner and stuff like that, that men just don't have. Like they just use the same bar of soap for their entire life, ridden with germs and like grosses me out whenever I go into my friend's bathroom and like I just see like one bar of soap and nothing else.
Yeah. And I don't know if I can guarantee this, but I hear a lot of stories of hetero men who like start living with their partner and like they want to try all of the different products there, right? Like, ooh, yeah. Like this looks really cool. And then I think even that process, we start to feel better about ourselves. And I think that will also like lead to whatever self-empathy we can garner for ourselves. The better we are empathizing with other people, the better we are at taking down toxic masculinities. And so take care of yourself.
Yeah, you're going to smell good.
That's,
I remember,
awesome.
I shared a bathroom with my sister when I was younger and I ran out of my shampoo and I used hers. And I was like, damn, I smell like a blossom tree. This is awesome. And I just like smelled so good. And like people would come up to me and they'd be like, Peter, you smell really good today. I mean, we talked on our last cheat day where like men don't want to have sex with dirty partners. Well, women don't want to have sex with you if you're gross as hell.
For sure.
And I don't know, like if you want to date a certain person, I would say their bathroom tells a lot about themselves.
Agreed.
Go and see if they have a shaving kit, some shampoo, not just a single bar of soap. That's disgusting. See if the shower is actually kind of damp because they did take a shower that day. There's a lot of tricks and trades to do this, but I don't know. It's not the woman's responsibility or the other person's partner's responsibility to check the bathroom to see if you do very basic living things.
Yeah.
It's your responsibility to wipe your wash your goddamn hands and take care of yourself, because I'm so tired of just going to the bathroom and dreading like opening the door because I know that handle has just so much on it.
Yes. But I always try to paper towel that. But yeah, if you have a roommate that you've noticed doesn't wash their hands after taking a piss, be like, what are you, three? Wash your hands.
Yeah. I think the solutions are more internal than external.
It's unfortunate.
And, like, you know, you gotta rein in your friends who don't wash their hands. It's kind of hard to call out a stranger and be like, wash your hands, idiot. And I was like, dude, you're peeing right now and you're talking to me. That's kind of weird. But yeah.
Wash your damn hands.
Wash your hands. Wipe your goddamn. Wipe your god. Ugh.
And that will do it for this cheat day of Do You Even Lift, Bro? Men Exercising Social Justice. If you have feedback, thoughts, comments, questions, or want to be interviewed for a podcast, please email wgac@colostate.edu. That's wgac@colostate.edu. Huge shout out to the partnership between the Women and Gender Advocacy Center and KCSU here at Colorado State University. These are the folks that allow us to yell and scream like this. For more content about masculinities, check out meninthemovement.blogspot.com. And for more information about the WGAC, go to wgac.colostate.edu. For more 90.5 KCSU content, go to kcsufm.com. Music production by Xavier Hadley, a.k.a. Zavley. Check him out at soundcloud.com/Xavier Hadley. That's X-A-V-I-E-R-H-A-D-L-E-Y. See ya.
See ya. Bye. Woo.